We stood outside the studios of WNED Television, where Christopher Heise works as a graphic designer. He needed just a few moments to activate his remote-controlled aircraft and acquire a GPS signal. Just a few moments later, his drone sped off, sending back images we could see on Heise's smartphone. He explained he's had a long-time passion for flying.
I've been a huge fan of aviation for a long time and photography. So when these started to become more and more popular, it kind of seemed like something that I was interested in. And then finally, I just kind of decided one day, this seems like something that'd be fun to try.
But there was the question of whether he could afford a drone. As his friends encouraged him to get one, the idea of what to do with it also emerged.
It started as a running joke with my friends, because my friends knew that I'd wanted one of these for several years. So every once in a while, they'd find an online sale, and they would try and goat me into buying one online. And then I started saying, well, you know, I can't really afford it. It's really expensive. So then we threw the idea around of a Kickstarter, something to that effect. So we were thinking of funny things to do that would be, you know, rewards. And one of my friends said, well, why don't you do, you know, an A to Z project of Buffalo landmarks, you can give away prints or something.
He didn't give away prints, but Heise liked the idea of an A to Z photo essay. He published some images on social media and got some surprise attention.
It's just something that I was just going to post on Instagram for fun until a local publisher got hold of it and said, you should make it a book, and that's what happened.
Late last year, Heise released his book, B is for Buffalo, an aerial alphabet. It features that A to Z concept celebrating Buffalo landmarks. He is certainly not the first photographer to take artistic aerial shots of local landmarks, but he is able to get closer to buildings than helicopters can. And he has even enjoyed some amazing discoveries himself while looking through the electronic eye of his remote-controlled craft.
One thing that always stands out to me is the amount of detail on top of City Hall, which you really can't see until you get up close to it, but because it's 30 stories in the air, you really can't see it. There's a lot of intricate stonework and color that, you know, driving by in the 190, you just kind of go, oh, there's City Hall, you don't really pay attention. But when I've gotten right up close to the building, you go, oh, wow, look at all this stuff that's up there. And it's stuff that, you know, nobody ever sees and nobody ever really appreciates.
Heise explained what helps is the technology. It allows him to screen and set up the shots.
Before, you would pretty much just set a GoPro on it, hit record, and then just kind of hope for the best and see what kind of comes out of it. Whereas now I can be very intricate and very detailed with how I set up my shots, which is good because I love control over how I can, you know, compose a photo.
There are obstacles, of course, including flight restrictions that have kept him from photographing a desired destination, Niagara Falls. The restrictions there include an international border, helicopter tours that his drone could potentially interfere with, and a nearby airbase. He does have the certification to fly his drone for commercial uses, including his book, but Niagara Falls may still remain just a vision in his heart and not from his aircraft.
It's also one of those things, too, where a lot of times I fly very spur of the moment because of weather conditions or any number of different variables, whereas if I had to plan something like that, it's very hard to plan around a weather forecast 10 days in advance because things could change so quickly.
Heise released his book last November on Black Friday, and it was a sales success. His publisher informed him that purchasers bought additional copies, and those who reportedly received the book as a gift also bought more copies.
It's been truly humbling, to be honest. I did it as something that I thought would be fun to have a book out there, but the reception has been absolutely incredible.
A link to the publisher's website is available on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.